Let's take a look at yesterday's clash between Colac and St Joseph's, and it was the Tigers continuing their unbeaten start to the season, 9-0. It's their best ever start to a GFL season. 17-9-1-11, St Joseph's 11-8-74. Tigers coach Rowan McSparran joins us again on the Wash Up Road. Congratulations, a good win. It was one of those games where you probably just were able to get them at arm's length early and were able to keep them there and just extend that lead throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, it looked that way. It was definitely an arm wrestle the whole game, and playing on those smaller grounds, it tends to be a physical contest for the whole four quarters.
Yep. It's been a big couple of weeks for the club in terms of injuries. Season enders, obviously, to young Seb Barrow. You and I spoke about that a fortnight ago, and then it came to light that Kane Learson, your great veteran, had suffered a serious knee injury, and he'll potentially, he hasn't even ruled out potentially retiring, and that might be it for him. But, a couple of knocks. How have you sort of responded from that in the group and kept the mood up when they, a couple of really popular members of the team find themselves sidelined?
Yeah, we know it's not ideal, but it just gives opportunities to other players to come up and get their chance at playing in the senior team at 2 o'clock. So as shattering as it is for those two, it just gives two other players an opportunity to step up and play some senior footy.
Yeah, who came into the side yesterday to replace Seb and Kano?
Ben McCarthy come back in. Just trying to think who the other one is off the top of my head. I can't think of who else come back in.
Yeah, no, that's all right. You haven't used many players this year. I'm just having a quick look. I think you've used 28 for the season. How important has that been to your success so far, that you've been just so stable and so many blokes have played a lot of footy together?
Yeah, well, that's quite surprising, actually, because if a player's been sore or 50-50, we've just rested them. So whether that's the same players coming back in and out, I'm not sure. But, 28's not bad. Just shows we get some continuity with the playing group.
Yep. I reckon the other one might have been Cooper Stevens that you had access to yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, it was Cooper Stevens.
How did he perform? Obviously, we know he's been having a kick up at Carlton under Dan O'Keefe.
Yeah, he's a quality player, and we love having Cooper as much as we can have him, but we understand that playing up at Carlton is his goal at the minute, so we support him with that. But when we get a chance to play him, we're happy to have him back.
Yep. Any injuries yesterday, or did you get through a little bit better than a fortnight ago?
Yeah, we got through a hell of a lot better, actually. Young Lee Gorwell went off with a bit of a corky, slight hamstring awareness, so we just made sure we rested him up and get him right for next week if we can.
Yeah. What impressed you about yesterday's performance, Ro? It's never easy at Drew Oval to knock over St Joey's.
No, that's right. They've been the premier team of the competition for the best part of 10 years now, and going for Joey's and getting the 4 points there is always a tough task. But I think the way we ground out the win was probably the most pleasing thing. It wasn't pretty at times, but we stuck to our task and ended up getting the job done.
Yeah. Sometimes in the middle of July, you've just got to get through these games, don't you? And, just bank the 4 points and move on.
Yeah, that's right. In saying that, yesterday was a beautiful day for football, so the conditions were ideal. The ground was in pretty good condition and limited wind, which was really good. So we actually seen two good teams go at it in a really physical, solid affair.
Yep. How much ahead of next week's clash with Bell Park did the result, the other end of Minerva Road, catch your eye?
Oh, obviously, when a team wins by that much, it's pretty impressive. But I think with Grovedale having some key personnel and experienced personnel out and just having a younger side in, I think Bell Park's experience took a toll on the young Grovedale boys and were able to kick away with a big win.
Yep. Looking forward to that test again next week. It just seems like in the GFL every week you're getting a test, but these are teams that are wanting to feature in finals as well, and another opportunity to see where you're at as you try and play everybody. I know you've played Bell Park previously, but you're getting through playing everybody once.
Yeah, that's right. And we're starting to see some of these teams get their better players back on the park too. So Bell Park is starting to put their best list together. And Joey's had a few players back yesterday from round one that didn't play as well. So we're starting to see better teams. Although we've played them before, they're getting their better players back on the park. So it's a really good challenge.
Yep. Have you got, I know there's still 3 games away, but is St Mary's in the back of the mind in round 16? Or is it that far away that it hasn't even crossed your thoughts yet?
No, it hasn't really even crossed my thoughts. I think both teams would have loved to have played each other the game we did miss. But I think if you look too far ahead, especially with some of the games we've got coming up, we've got a really big 4 to 5 weeks of footy. I think we play all the teams in and around the finals. So we've just got to make sure that we're rolling up every week and playing somewhat what looks like our best footy.
Yeah, Bell Park, South Bar and Geelong West and St Mary's over the next month of footy, and fingers crossed we'll be hopefully on K-Rock footy seeing the Colac South Bar and clash at McDonald Reserve, which should be a good game of footy. They're playing some good ball at the moment as well. Ro, well done, good win. As I said, never easy to go to Drew Oval and take the 4 points away, but you continue that unbeaten start to the season and just about make yourselves a lock for finals from here, and now it's about trying to just position yourself as best you can for the rest of the year and to have a real crack at that first flag since 2014. I really appreciate your time on a Sunday morning. Well done.
Thanks. Continue.